When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Welcome back to another new episode of Her with Amina Brown. And I am back here in the living room with Matt.
Okay.
Owen, who is my husband and also my podcast producer as well. So
he is honored to be on Her.
That's right.
I enter this space very tenderly.
Okay.
This is her space.
Yeah.
Not his space.
That's right. It's very rare that there is a male voice here. Mm. So, you know, we welcome you here, even though you are kind of a quasi-member of the living room because you help everything sound good here.
I can EQ some of the bass out of my voice.
Mm-hmm. I think your voice is fine.
Okay.
As it is. But I think you have already sort of been a little member here with us. You have just been more of a quiet member because you've been here making sure that all of the guests sound great, that all of the music sounds great. So it's nice to get to hear from you on this side of the
mic. To play a part. And it's also nice to be able to look at your face. Usually for recording, either your back is to me
That's
or my
true.
Back is to you. And so, little eye contact.
That's
hey,
true.
Eyes.
You know, we get to do a little flirtation here. Sorry.
Hey, brown eyes. Okay.
That's for a different podcast. When we do our OnlyFans, we'll let y'all know about that.
We'll do a podcast called Theirs.
Boy. How would y'all feel if we had an OnlyFans for real? If you listening to this, DM me and tell me if we had an OnlyFans, would you follow us? But some of y'all probably don't want to admit that you're on OnlyFans anyway. So That's okay. That's all right. You can just, you know, whatever anonymous way you want to communicate.
We were in a meeting one time and someone was telling me about some service that we should have been on for invoicing. And I don't remember what it was,
yeah.
But when I was typing it into my phone, it autocorrect changed it. It was something close enough.
Close enough to OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Boy.
And I typed it in and the site comes up while you're sitting in this meeting. You're
Yikes.
Looking down. You're like, I don't have I was trying to type in the.
Please. Yikes. You know, it's difficult. Okay. It's difficult. So we are talking about our favorite food cities from the road. We talked about Chicago last episode. So New Yorkers, I would not leave you hanging out there.
Mm.
You are also one. I really have to stop for a moment and speak about New York because I just feel that of all the cities I've traveled to, New York and I have a very special love affair. It is just a city that I have always loved. I traveled there by myself before Matt and I were dating. Almost moved there many times in my life. So that New York is my mojo city. I love to be there at any time. Anytime there's an excuse to be there, near there, close to there, I'm trying to be in New York. So shout out to my New Yorkers listening.
Makes sense.
Let us discuss New York as a food city. Mm. Listen, that I really feel, I know there's a lot of conversation around Chicago pizza versus New York pizza. For me, it's not really a versus because I just feel like we are talking about two very different things. And it feels strange to me to compare them. Mm-hmm. Either city I'm in, I'm going to eat that pizza is the thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to eat Chicago pizza in Chicago. And when I'm in New York, I'm not going to be like, why New York pizza ain't Chicago pizza? I'm going to eat New York pizza.
It's like trap music and boom bap. Both in the genre of hip hop, but two whole different types of music.
Very different. Different uses, just different everything. So I want to give a shout out to that New York slice. I want to give a shout out to being able to fold that pizza up in your hand. I want to give a shout out to those flimsy paper plates that the pizza slice typically
grease comes on.
Man, like really, that's one of my favorite things about New York. Because Matt and I are true to form hip hop heads musically, but also just the culture generally. Definitely had to go to Junior's and get that cheesecake. You know, like shout out to making the band.
We didn't walk there.
No, we did not. We did not walk to Junior's. But I did feel, shout out to Dylon, that we needed to have that cheesecake. And Junior's, I mean, I'm not sure why Puff wanted those kids to walk over there. I'm not sure that's why that's the way they needed to show they were hardworking. But when we took our cab ride to Junior's, that cheesecake was delicious.
It sure was. Speaking of Dylon, that's kind of an interesting moment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's like that's a phrase I use pretty regularly. And as I get older, now I'm starting to wonder how many times I'm making that reference to something. Yeah, my top five, Dylon. I'm saying that to somebody and they just looking at me. I wonder if they even get it.
I have certainly made reference to, I have been in meetings in various conversations and said, I mean, it's not like we about to walk to Junior's. Like I've said it. And now I'm like, damn, I don't really know who there in the meeting was like laughing because they assumed I was being funny or was laughing because they actually watched Making the Band.
Yeah.
On MTV. So shout out to you who remember that. If you don't, though, it's a good Google. It's a good Google rabbit hole to go down. Like, Making the Band as a series on MTV is akin to me in a pop culture sense into what The Godfather is to film culture, because there's certain references of The Godfather that show up in so many movies.
Right, right.
That if you've never seen The Godfather, you're like, why is everybody laughing about the horse in the bed? And why did they say sleeps with the fishes? And why did they say go to the mattresses? Like, it's like a whole lexicon you're missing.
Yeah.
And if you were to go down the rabbit hole of that Making the Band, Sean Puffy Combs edition, it's some references that you'll be like, that's why people saying dialogue.
I get it.
Why? Okay. Other than Junior's, other foods that we remember having in New York.
Oh, first of all, to me, New York is such an interesting place because you have so many different people groups from where they're from.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, in the South, we have Southern folk.
Right.
And so we have Southern food.
Yeah.
And so there might be, my mama might have fried chicken this way. And so that's why my family fries chicken this way. And then your family might have fried chicken that way. But really, if we're being honest, all their secret ingredient was sugar. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my secret ingredient. Now, I don't know why they'd always kind of laugh and be like, secret ingredient.
And
sugar.
I'm like, it's definitely
be like a little
sugar.
Chuckle.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody's secret
so many
ingredient.
Foods, spaghetti, fried chicken, everything. Yeah, sugar.
So it's like, you know, Southern folks found a Southern way of making Southern food. And so that's what we know down here. And then we'll get, you know, a watered down version of something by a company. You know, we really don't have great tacos in Atlanta. You know, I know some people fight me on that, but being from Texas, is we know the difference, you know. And then Texas tacos are different from California tacos.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like, learn that the hard way. And so, but it's interesting. You can be in New York and go to a Pakistani restaurant and you getting that food. You go into, the place where they were making the duck pancakes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, and then you might see some like ducks hanging
from the ceiling.
Yeah,
and
you're like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. that's different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to what was the place where they made the, was it a Pakistani Big Mac or something like that?
Oh man, I wish I knew the name of the restaurant, but I do need to shout out Famous Fat Dave.
There we go.
Because this was a splurge of a food tour.
Worth it.
That I had wanted to go on.
Do it.
For so many years. When
book
I was a
now.
Journalist, I'm going to see if we can find the link to add to the show notes, if it even still exists online anyplace. If it doesn't, then I'll try to put the image of this on my social media so y'all can see it. But many moons ago, when I was a journalist, one of my first cover stories, I believe it was for Creative Loafing Charlotte, which was Charlotte's alt weekly, right? If any of you that are familiar with alt weeklies is sort of like your irreverent paper that you have in town. It's not the straight lace newspaper. It's not your conventional media. It's the alt weekly, which means it covers more art stuff. It covers things that maybe your regular type of newspaper or media outlet would miss, right? So back in the day for Charlotte, that was Creative Loafing Charlotte. And I knew the editor in chief there. Shout out to Carlton Hargrove, actually. And he was like, hey, we just had a writer not be able to finish this story. He was like, can you finish this cover story? And it's about asking like different folks from different cities their recommendations of like stuff to do in that city. So basically the story, like the sources and everything were already there. I just had to interview them. And Famous Fat Dave was the person that I had to interview for New York. And if you're not familiar with Famous Fat Dave, he has one of those classic Checker cabs that he owns, actually, one of like the vintage ones. So you can literally do this tour in a cab or you can do a walking tour. And I'd always wanted to do one. And the other times that Matt and I had been to New York, we didn't have time. Well, at a certain point, we had gotten booked in Philly to support the project of our artist friend, Red Baron. He was releasing some work. And so we went there to like support him. And we were like, we're 3 hours from New York. Should we? Yes. So we went ahead, took a train, stayed in Brooklyn, which was amazing. And while we were there, we were like, we're doing this with Famous Fat Dave. Stayed in a brownstone in Brooklyn.
Like,
yo,
every time we walked out of there,
yo,
it felt like if you grew up watching The Cosby Show, it looked like what you saw when they showed the outside of the house. You're like, wow.
And I want to shout out to, I'm trying to find the correct name for it, y'all, because we used, at that time, there was a service where you could find out people of color who were offering their homes, you know, or portions of their home for you to rent, like similar to some other services you might use now. But because there were so many racist things happening with some of those other services, we used one where we could actually like support this. So the one that we used, it was called Noir B&B at that time. So this Black woman owned a brownstone and she had converted like the basement of the brownstone into like a little mini kind of apartment thing where people could come and stay. And so that's where we stayed, which was fabulous. I mean, she had a beautiful courtyard that you could walk out.
It was gorgeous.
On the basement level. I mean, it was fantastic. So we stayed there. We decided on the walking tour because I kind of felt like as much food as you was going to eat with Famous Fat Dave on this, you know, tour,
mm-hmm.
kind of felt like walking, at least you're burning something.
And we were walking fast. It did the thing. Yeah, for sure.
So he took us to a Pakistani restaurant,
uh-huh.
to have their version of a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Incredible.
We ate Japanese food. We had Chinese food. We went through Chinatown and Little Italy. I mean, we ended the tour having this like wonderful cannoli. We had a slice of pizza.
Wow.
Like, so we are not getting paid in any way to share this information with you, but I'm telling you, if you want to go to New York and do a food splurge for any of my foodies listening, Famous Fat Dave got you.
You got to do it.
It was fantastic. And getting a chance to like see all of these different areas of New York, yeah. different neighborhoods and yeah. stuff like that. You know, that's one thing I love about New York that's just different from a lot of cities, like the different boroughs and mm-hmm. even inside the boroughs, the different areas where there are different like cultures and people living and their food traditions. Like, love to see it.
Yep.
That's one of my favorite things about New York.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
I feel like all my other things about New York are like not food related now, because I'm like, and I love just walking down the street and seeing all the people, even though I go slow because I'm from the South.
but it is like the food is, you know, the food goes with the neighborhood, though. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Whatever part of town you're in, there are certain specific things that are there. It's different. Like, it made me also love the side of Atlanta that we live in.
Yeah.
Because the side of Atlanta that we live in, we live ITP, for those of you not from Atlanta, that's inside the perimeter. There's 285 that goes around ATL. And there's always, as long as I've been in Atlanta, there's always a thing, whether you're ITP or OTP, and people argue about who's the real Atlanta. And then now we're arguing about, you know, is old Atlanta the real Atlanta? Well, which old Atlanta are you? So now there's so many different iterations of, but it makes me love the side of town that we live on, because it's still mom and pop restaurants. It's still small. You're not going to find multiples of these out there. It's still, you know, we still have some of that, you know, thing that's not like, you know, insert whatever, you know, when they're building the suburban town and they're going to put this restaurant beside this restaurant beside this, you know, Supercuts beside this, whatever, you know, Walmart, Target, whatever. So it was really cool seeing all these types of restaurants, eating
the Quecho a Pepe?
Yeah, I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Quecho a Pepe.
Is it Quecho? Is it Quecho
a Pepe? Anyways, it caught me.
Either way, that pepe was delicious.
Me. The pepe catches me every time. Yes. I do remember that was a part of our food tour.
Amazing.
And we were experiencing that dish eaten out of made out of a wheel of cheese. So those of you that are familiar with this dish know what I'm talking about. It's pretty much pasta, cheese, and pepper, right? But this particular restaurant, the Famous Fat Dave took us to, they would take the pasta and swirl it around in the middle of this wheel mm-hmm. of cheese.
Yes.
And then put the fresh cracked pepper.
The Lord's work.
I was going to give a special shout out to the pasta in New York, because that pasta was amazing. I went there on for my 30th birthday, my best friend Adrian and I went to New York, and she actually just texted me. I guess it sent her like memories of her having emailed me or messaged me to tell me that she had booked her ticket because we were like this month, all those years ago, she had booked her ticket for us to go for my birthday in May for our 30th. And we went and went to see a Broadway play, went to see Fela Kuti. We went to see Fela, which was about Fela Kuti, which was on Broadway at that time. And we left there and just happened to find this little Italian restaurant in New York, not far from where the play had been. And it was very small. Only 12 people could sit inside the restaurant. It was like had a long table and that's it. And we sat there and ordered this pasta that was like some of the most amazing pasta I've ever had in my life, you know. So I think that's the other interesting thing about New York, kind of similar to what you were saying, is, you know, when you go to a city like Dallas, for example, everything's big. Mm-hmm. The restaurants sometimes have like three floors and, mm-hmm. you know, 400 people can fit inside the restaurant. But to be in a city like New York, which doesn't have massive amounts of land available like that, you know, mm-hmm. so there's a lot more little small, you know, hole in the wall, little small spots like that where you could go in a restaurant and eat that type of pasta, or go in a restaurant that can only seat 16 people and you can eat sushi there.
Go in that bodega and get
right, yeah. right. Mm-hmm. I also want to shout out to Chinese food in New York, because let me tell y'all how I had to learn my lesson. I went to New York once without Matt for a business meeting, and I was there, you know, just I just New York for me is like an introvert's dream, because it's like somehow you can like walk around this city that's very busy and full of people, but no one talks to you. It's just like it's like a perfect place to sort of like be in your head, but also not be alone because there's all these people around. So I had like, I'm a very much a Yelp person. I trust the stars on Yelp. So I found this Chinese restaurant and went by there, you know, like ordered myself a noodle dish and ordered myself some vegetables to go with it. But let me tell y'all how the chefs in New York are not playing games, okay? They were not, this particular restaurant I went to, they were not about serving Americanized Chinese food. Mm-mm. Whatever we grew up, you know, going to our Americanized Chinese restaurants where the chefs there were like, we know these Americans ain't gonna eat the Chinese food that's really like that we know from our people. Mm-hmm. So we gonna throw some honey in here and mm-hmm. let's throw some sugar on that. And,
secret ingredient. Sugar.
Exactly. And like help them eat this. This restaurant was serving Szechuan Chinese food. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a person that can handle like huge amounts of spice anyway.
Uh-oh.
But I'm gonna tell y'all that I got them noodles home, and it's a very wild experience. Not home, but you know, hotel home. That's how Matt and I would refer to it when we were on the road.
hotel home.
Yeah, sometimes we would sing that. What was that song that they redid for? There's a show that Gordon Ramsay had. Oh, Gordon Ramsay had a show called Hotel Hell.
Yeah.
And they had redone a song for the theme song where they would say, Hotel, Hotel Hell. So I would take that and I would say, Hotel, Hotel Home. Like, you know, when we were going home. So
I told y'all she could sing.
Bloop. So I went to Hotel Home. And y'all, I've never eaten something that was the most delicious thing that I'd had and burned me the most in every regard. It was so spicy.
Okay, in comparison to the hot chicken we had in Nashville.
It might have been spicier than that.
What was the spot? Junior's?
Prince's. Yeah, Prince's Hot Chicken.
Prince's Hot Chicken.
Yeah, it might have been spicier than that. And it was very hard Ooh-wee. On me because sometimes a thing can be spicy but not tasty.
Yeah.
And so then you're kind of like, I don't really want to like push myself to get through this.
Because Prince's, it hurt, but I wanted to keep eating.
It was so good. That's how that Chinese food was, yo. And I was like, I was like, that's on me because I don't really, you know, I had never really been to a restaurant that wasn't Americanized Chinese food, really. So yeah, it burned the hell out of everything, but it was good.
Mm.
So shout out to New York.
You got to pay the cost to be the boss.
Well, you have brought up Prince's, and I feel we should discuss our Southeast tour that we typically took every year.
Every year.
And we never planned this, y'all, but there was a period of time that Matt and I were doing a lot of youth events mm-hmm. and a lot of college events. And that number one, because I'm Black, made our Black History Month very busy because a lot of the colleges would want to book me during Black History Month. And then youth events get real busy around March time because there's a lot of like spring break camps and different little weekend things and stuff to do. Mm-hmm. So inevitably, we would end up with a run through the South. And when I say through the South, I don't mean through New Orleans, through Atlanta, through Charlotte. No. I mean through all the little bitty towns in between them places. Mm-hmm. You didn't hit a major city, no place. Durham might be the closest.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You might have to drive
2 hours from where we would have been to get to a major city. During our Southeast tour, we took it upon ourselves to partake of the South's delicacies.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that was fried food.
A lot of fried food.
You know, there was a good bit of fried chicken, you know, shout out to Prince's, you know, which is really the inventor of the hot chicken. I just want to put that out here. Prince's and Bolton's, originators and innovators of the hot chicken. I know there are some other names out there, and I'm not going to say them, but y'all know them. But I'm telling you, these two Black-owned establishments indeed deserve to get their props on this.
She ain't going to say any other names on here, but I will say that every time we drive past the one in Atlanta, she gives a
I'll never go in there. But anyways, y'all go to Prince's and Bolton's when y'all in Nashville and stop playing games with me, okay? Fried catfish is something I enjoyed on our Southeast tour. Mm-hmm. You get up in through the Carolinas, the South Carolina, the North Carolina. If you're looking for a vegetable, we're not sure.
Green beans with some pork.
I ordered a vegetable medley several times in a restaurant in the Carolinas and received what looked like the frozen veggies you can get where the
little small. Little...
Yeah, it's like the carrots are like a cube. It's like a little cube square and the peas in a little dish. That was the veggie.
I wish y'all could have seen how Amina cocked her head and did her face in her hands like to show y'all how small.
I'm trying to show y'all the cube is like, it's less than a baby carrot. The cube is like, it would take 12 cubes to make a baby carrot is what I'm trying to tell y'all. So we don't know about where those veggies are at. If you go to like a soul food spot, you gonna have some collard greens there. Mm-hmm. Now it depends on the soul food spot. Them collard greens might be, you know, might be a little ham hog mixed in, might probably be a little smoked turkey situation. You can kind of get that. But if you go into your traditional like Southern spot, not soul food, because I think there's differences in that.
There's some intersections, but there's some differences.
And there's some differences. Yeah. But if you go in a traditional Southern spot, that catfish gonna be fried to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were asking for a fresh vegetable, nobody knows. Nobody knows where that's at. So I wanted to, that was my time of the year where I would be like,
we got some coleslaw.
Okay, we eating catfish. You know what else we gonna get? Them hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
South Carolina and North Carolina got a hush puppy
to
give you.
Yes,
it's delicious. Sometimes they got a little jalapeno mixed inside the hush puppy. Sometimes there's actual corn inside the hush puppy. Either way, fried to perfection. Delicious.
Mm.
I want to speak a word about barbecue, which we also enjoyed in the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things about that Southeast tour, because we weren't really people who just ate those things all the time. Now, fried chicken, we did eat all the time, whenever we wanted to. But we didn't really like fry catfish at home, and make hush puppies at home and stuff like that.
That was so a treat on the road.
If we were out there on the Southeast tour, get it in.
Yep.
We about to go get this barbecue right here. We about to get these green beans that we know got ham inside. These biscuits, that's another thing about the Southeast tour.
Yes.
I want to speak a word about Maple Street biscuits, which we originally encountered in Jacksonville, Florida.
Right.
And I don't even know if they have this biscuit on the menu anymore. But they used to have a biscuit that had fried chicken.
Yes, it did.
It was like a fried chicken thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had collard greens.
Yes.
And then it had an over easy egg.
Yes, it did.
My.
That thing right there.
Just thinking about that biscuit today. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. We didn't have Maple Street biscuits in Atlanta then. So when we were in Jacksonville, we actually went there two or three times while we were there for this
gig. I'm going to go for a jog after this just to make up for my past sins.
Yo, so then they brought Maple Street biscuits to Atlanta, and not me cheering. Not me cheering out loud, like, oh, Maple Street. Like, not me giving it that, y'all. Like, that's how good that biscuit was. So you on a Southeast run, you know, which for us was typically like somewhere between Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas. It was typically going to be somewhere. Every now and then, edge a little into Kentucky.
Yeah.
Edge a little into some parts of Tennessee. So you want to go ahead and get your barbecue, which is all going to be different depending on where you're going there.
Whatever type of sauce you're going to get,
The barbecue in North Carolina was going to be different from the barbecue you might get between Tennessee and Kentucky because the barbecue in Memphis going to taste different.
They're going to pull that pork different.
Right. You know, you got to get some ribs if you're getting close to Memphis area. You got to do that because you got to get the barbecue sauce right. There was a lot about the hotels and things on them Southeast runs that was hard on us, but the food was great.
Sure was. And if you were driving to and you're trying to stay on the road, stopping off at a barbecue spot, trying to eat that barbecue, if you're going to try to eat while you're driving, that's trouble.
No.
But also getting back in the car and trying to drive after not driving and eating barbecue, that's trouble.
Yeah, we had to learn how to pace ourselves a little bit better regarding that, because a lot of times basically how the Southeast run would go is typically we might get one like anchor gig. Sometimes we get an anchor gig that we flew to, right? So we might fly to someplace in Virginia and do the gig there, but then we'd have to rent a car to drive because the gig in Virginia, we could get a gig that might only be like another 2 or 3 hours from there in Tennessee somewhere. And then we got to get from Tennessee down to Alabama. Then we got to get from Alabama to South Carolina. So sometimes we could have anywhere from like 4 days to a 10-day run on the road, you know, where it depends on how the dates were set up. You're not all in the same place. So it's not like you can buy eggs and things at the grocery store and hope that's all going to last you. You know, you really had to eat out a lot in order to handle the schedule.
Yep.
But I enjoyed that run. I enjoyed every Hush Puppy and biscuit. Oh, yes. I want to give a shout out to the sweet tea that was readily available literally at every restaurant you went to. Not just Southern food restaurants and not just soul food. Every place. Every place of the South. You could get sweet tea any time of day.
See, I just grew up that tea, sweet tea, all tea was sweet. Why would you not? That made no sense.
Yeah, that was hard on me when we would go back into Texas and some places in the Midwest, and we would be like, can we get some sweet tea? And they would be like, we can get you tea. And here's sugar. I'd be like, no, that's not what we're talking about. That's not sweet tea. Get out of here.
When I first moved to Dallas, ordered some sweet tea, they talking about sugar on the table.
No, I don't do
that. I'm like, well, that's why I came here. I didn't, you want me to fry my burger too? You want me to drop the fry basket for you? I mean, what else? That's why I came to you, partner. I came to you because I don't want to make it.
No.
Who on earth is putting non-sweet tea in their mouth?
I don't know what that means.
For enjoyment purposes.
To this day, that just sounds... I'm like, if I'm going to have not sweet tea, then just water. It's like, give me sweet tea or just give me water. Yeah. I don't want whatever else you're doing. You can mix the sweet tea and lemonade, also acceptable. As a Southern tradition. But anything else, that just sounds like water.
You know, I don't think I've tried non-sweetened tea in my 40s, though. I wonder, because my taste buds have changed. Like, once upon a time, it was Coke, Dr. Pepper, whatever. That era has now left me, and I'm in more of a carbonated water for a treat.
I never knew this was going to happen to me.
And
never.
For the most part, had been on the flavored carbonated water. But recently, I can just drink it. Whereas once upon a time, if I would have got some carbonated water, you know how you go to McDonald's back in the day and you order Sprite and the Sprite thing was out. So you get it and it's all carbonated. You'd be like, what is
wrong?
You know,
yikes.
Oh, it felt offensive to my mouth. But now I'm like, oh, that's a treat.
Oh, so I'm going to tell you what your 40s brings you is drinking sparkling water and saying things like, that's refreshing. That's your 40s, y'all. If y'all want to know part of what it is, part of it is definitely that right there. But, you know, maybe we need to do this as an experiment. I have, because I told y'all I'm having to, like, count my sugar things. I have gone to a restaurant and asked them to do half sweet tea and half unsweet tea. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I didn't like saying it. It really hurt my feelings a little bit because I don't want that. I don't want the half to Mm-mm. be unsweet. I don't want that.
No.
But I know I'm going to want to eat some other things in the meal, and I can't burn all my sugar availabilities in my sweet tea. Mm. So I have tried that, and it was more satisfactory to me than I thought it was going to be. Wow. So we might have to try a little experiment and see if we are people that can drink unsweet tea.
I guess people can change.
Anyways, shout out to the Southeast Run.
Mm-hmm.
For all that it brought us of Southern delicacies. I want to give a shout out to all the cobbler that we were able to have in various sundry Southern locations. I want to give a shout out to New York and Juniors and Dylon. But I guess I'm going to shout out Dylon. I need to shout out Dylon. You need to make sure you get all the, it's like a bunch of Dylons. You got to get
in
there.
I think it's five. Yeah, the top five.
Yeah, Dylon. That's a lot of Dylons. I'm going to see if we could find a link to put in the show notes for those of you that are not familiar with Sean Puffy Combs making the band. And yes, I did say Sean Puffy Combs because during that era, he wasn't Papa Love or Daddy Love or whatever that is today. He wasn't Diddy. And I don't care what names he decides to be. His grandmama called him Puffy, and that's what I'm doing too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, thank y'all for joining us. We would love to tell you more about our food and road adventures soon. See y'all next week.
Her with Amina Brown is produced by Matt Owen for Soul Graffiti Productions as a part of the Seneca Women Podcast Network in partnership with iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.